Good morning. It's Sunday, and here we are again, wrapped up in our bed sheets. And it feels as though we've slept in later because the clocks went forward today. So I look over at you, and you're lying there on your back, breathing deeply, with your shirt off and an arm up over your head. And you look so serene, like you're in a deep sleep. So I try not to wake you as I scoot in and tuck myself beneath your arm. And I place my head on your strong chest. And I breathe. And you smell like sage and cedar, and it's so calming, yet intoxicating. You smell so good. And you slowly start to stir as you bring that arm down and around me, and you pull me in close, and you groan, and then you idly run your fingers through my hair. Neither of us want to get up, so we hold each other in a silent embrace. And I've hitched my thigh up over your leg, and I can feel the hard length of your cock pressing against it. And I don't know what's going through your mind right now, but feeling your morning wood arouses me. And I chuckle to myself, thinking about last night. Oh god. We went out for drinks, and all night I teased you. I touched you. And I fucked you with my eyes at the bar, and I whispered filthy fucking things in your ear about what I wanted to do to you when we got home. And then we got home, and I passed out before I could do a single one of those depraved things for you. And you're a gentleman, so you just let me sleep. But now I'm awake, and I feel like I owe you for all that teasing. So I take my index finger, and I trace light circles on your chest. Then I look up at you. You're still half asleep. And I bring my lips to your neck to place a kiss on it. And then I lightly graze my teeth against your skin. And your eyes are still mostly closed, but I know you're awake as you try to hide your smile. And that's that's all the indication that I need to continue. So, I let my fingertip glide over the curve of your shoulder, back to your chest, and down the length of your torso. Slow and deliberate. And you shiver, barely, but I feel it. I feel it just enough to know that you're enjoying this as much as I am. So now I lean in, close enough that my breath fans against your ear, and I tell you, you're terrible at pretending to be asleep, mister. And your lips twitch, and you exhale. And I'm smiling at you as you flutter your eyes open for the first time today. And I want to give you some time to wake up, so what I do is I slowly climb on top of you, and I straddle you, and your eyelids are almost wide open right now, and you look up at me and you glide your hands up along the outside of my thighs until you cup each of my ass cheeks in your hands and you give them a playful squeeze and a playful spank and a giggle. I love feeling your hands on me. And then I lean over you and I look into your eyes and I lean forward and down to place a kiss on your lips. And I begin to pull back, but you reach for the back of my neck to pull me down onto your mouth again as your lips and our tongues meet in a deep, deep, deeply sensual kiss. And as we break the kiss, you say, "I taste good." And that's because I snuck out of bed 10 minutes ago to brush my teeth. And then I rock forward on my knees. And I lift my ass up. So that I can trail my hand down your body. And we continue to look at each other. And something about the way that you hold my gaze makes my breath catch. Like you're daring me to keep looking. And to stay in this moment with you as I reach between my legs for your aching. And you don't look away, and there's this quiet intensity between us as I grasp at your erection over your boxer briefs. And I make the slightest little whimper because you're impossibly hard. And then I bite my lip as I tease you and rub you through the thin layer of fabric. Neither of us say a word, as though the first person to speak loses. And I can tell that this is driving you crazy as your hand wraps around my wrist and guides it beneath your waistband. And then I'm met with the feeling of smooth skin and gently circle my thumb over the head of your cock, gathering your pre-cum and then bringing my thumb up to my mouth to suck in. You taste so fucking good. And then your eyes drift up to my mouth, to my lips and my tongue as they glisten. And again, we share a silent exchange that has me licking my lips as I back up and grip the waistband of your boxer briefs, slowly tugging them down to spring your cock free. And before I can bring my mouth down, you're offering me something. And it's my small black bullet vibrator that we keep in our nightstands. And I look back up at you and I shake my head because this morning is about you, especially with how badly I tortured you last night at the bar and left you aching with need after I passed out. Left you aching with need, huh? But you simply laugh and you tell me that you rubbed one out last night while staring at my sweet little naked ass cheeks while we were in bed and I was passed out. So, I scoff. And I roll my eyes, and that's really all I need to hear to allow me to, I don't know, maybe be a little bit selfish with the vibrator while I please you. And I greedily press it to my clit. And then I lean forward, and I wrap my lips around your dick. My tongue moving slowly, deliberately, swirling around your head and teasing your frenula. And you buck against me. And I know it's because my mouth is minty. And I brushed my teeth because I know you love that sensation in combination with my warm, wet mouth. And another bead of pre-cum gathers at the small slit across your tip, and I instinctively lick it, and I release you. And then I dip back down to lick up your shaft in one long motion. And then I lick down, coating you and sliding you between my lips. And I continue this, pulling you out nearly all the way before I swallow you again. And I let my throat relax so that you can fill my mouth with your entire length. And I drive you deep into my throat, wanting to show you how much of a good girl I am and how deep I can take you. So I've broken our eye contact, but I glance up at you every now and then so you can see how beautiful I am with your cock in between my lips. And you slide your hand into my hair, and you thrust up into my mouth as I take you deep, and I moan so loudly that it reverberates along your cock and straight into your balls. And they tighten further, and you can feel your release gathering as you're utterly at my mercy. I'm getting distracted by the vibrator. I'm And as you notice that, you reach down and you pull it away. I ask you if I can use my fingers. And you say yes. My fingers in my pussy. Sit right in front of you and you watch me work my cunt. Then I snap back to reality. I snap back to reality because your cock is in my mouth and I moan once more. Soft encouragement. A sign that I'm close to coming to. And as you grip my hair and hold me in place, you continue to thrust into me, and I meet you with each stroke. I look up at you again from under my lashes. And you watch your cock disappear into my mouth, tip bumping into the back of my throat. And I suck you down so deep that you can't stop your release as I cup your balls, and I feel you spilling your cum down my throat. And at that same time, I come for you, moaning and whimpering with my lips wrapped around your cock. Good. And once you stop shuddering, I smoothly slide my mouth up your shaft and off as your head makes the popping sound once it's released. And I look at you again and I hold your stare as I swallow and then I smile. And you're panting, and your cock is still out, and still so slick and leaking, and I lick you once more, and then I go to reassume my position with my head on your chest as you tuck me in close to your body, and this time wrapping both of your arms around and kissing the top of my head as you exhale. And you hold me for a couple of moments until your arms get heavier and I can sense that sleep is going to take you again. So I gently slip out of your grip. And I go to get up and I ask you what you want for breakfast. And you say, bacon and eggs.